Sarah Roanat, welcome to the Last Post podcast series, and of course, inspirational Australian woman without women without actually being Australian. So that you're a first.
Thank you.
Now, the reason for this, of course, is you have started. I guess you're part of a very important role for American women too in being able to play Australian rules football. What led you to this? What's the backstory of this, Sarah?
Sure. So I've been playing footy for about, this is my ninth season now, and I have been playing in the U.S. throughout that whole time. I've been down to Australia a couple times and played. I played with the USA Freedom, which is the women's rep team that comes down to the International Cup every few years. And then I came down again and trialed for some AFLW teams and VFLW teams a couple years ago. Basically, so when I came back home, I just realized that the competition wasn't growing fast enough. And where we live, I'm in Denver, Colorado, which is a pretty big city in the nation. And we only had one team, one women's team. And I said, I had been saying for years there needed to be multiple teams just because of the growth of the city. And so finally I had myself, my sister, my mom, and one other friend. And we said, let's do it. And we broke off. And then people just started flooding in after that, and sponsors were coming in, and it just was a really great move. And there was a lot of apprehension surrounding us breaking off because people thought that it would cause the other team in Colorado to collapse or fold. But what it did is it had the opposite effect, where they pushed to do recruiting to keep their numbers up. We mm-hmm. pushed to bring our numbers up. And by doing so, the two teams have grown the sport by hundreds and hundreds of percent. So I think this year for our centennial team, we have about 50 women who have joined. And so every practice, every training, we get at least one new person. So we've just been like growing the sport by exponential numbers.
Isn't that incredible? And there's so much to discuss here. I mean, it's a wonderful thing. How do you think it has empowered the women of Colorado, and I guess throughout America too, playing Australian rules?
Well, it's interesting because so many women have never played a contact sport at all. And so I grew up playing rugby. And when I was a teenager, I was shy and bashful and insecure. And but when I started playing rugby, I realized how strong I actually was physically and mentally. And it changed my whole mindset. It made me realize what a strong-willed and physically strong person I was if I could handle being tackled or doing tackling. And so I went through that like metamorphosis when I was 16 years old. Mm-hmm. And so now doing this for Australian rules football, we have women coming in. So we have some rugby players, so they're not shy of the tackling and the strength, the fearlessness. But we also have a lot of women who haven't played sports for a long time, because they're either moms or there was no path forward after they left college sports. Some women never played team sports. They were runners or swimmers. And so they came out to this sport timid and afraid and insecure about their abilities to compete in a contact sport. And once we did the first training with tackling, and they realized it wasn't that bad and it was really easy to do, and it wasn't something you were going to get hurt doing right away, that they all of a sudden their confidence changed, and their empowerment and their feeling of self-worth, everything just totally changed. It was a whole shift in the entire team.
Isn't that wonderful? And I guess if it can help with that realization of inner strength, and obviously, as you say, a metamorphosis in many ways too for a lot of women to discover that about themselves, strength to you in the competition for enabling that. What led you to Australian rules in the first place, Sarah?
Well, I actually, so I left soccer and I joined rugby, and I had known Australian rules football existed from the time I started playing rugby in the early 2000s, because on Fox Sports World, the footy was on before the rugby. And so I'd always catch the end of footy games. And so in like the mid 2000s, I actually wanted to switch sports to Australian rules from rugby. And I looked up the teams, and there were no women's teams at all at that point in the United States. And so I was disappointed because I thought it was a really neat looking sport. It required a lot of athleticism, and there just was no option. And as a 19-year-old girl, I didn't really feel comfortable going out and training with a bunch of men on a men's team. And I honestly didn't know if they would accept me onto their team in the first place. So I just continued with rugby, but always knew footy was there. And then I had a friend who played for the Denver women's team. And this was maybe 10 years after I had first looked up the team, and she kept trying to get me to come out. And I would turn her away. I said, no, I'm playing rugby. And then finally one year I said, okay, I'll come give it a try. Well, that was almost a decade ago and I never went back to rugby. So my parents used to watch AFL in the 80s when it was on ESPN. Mm-hmm. So my parents have known about the sport for decades.
They were pleased when you decided to play Australian rules?
My mom was thrilled because she knew all about the sport and she was really excited that I was going to try this because she had known about it and watched it years before.
And so do you or your family have a favorite AFL side?
Well, I cheer for the Hawthorn. Second from the bottom right now.
my team's about third from the bottom. I think Collingwood play Hawthorn this weekend, so that should be riveting. but good things. So the Centennial Tigers, the team that you formed, how are the Centennial Tigers going and what sort of group have you got around you there?
Well, we just played in our first match ever as a club. Unfortunately, so we started the team in late 2019 where the USAFL season had already ended. Yeah. And then we started moving forward in 2020 and then COVID just shut everything down. And so we kept doing things throughout 2020 here and there when it was safe to do so. And we were doing trainings, but we never got a game in. And then as 2021 started coming around, we started looking at scheduling and things were still iffy with COVID, but we've finally got our first match and we actually flew 1,300 miles to San Francisco, California. And we played the 4-time reigning national champions. They had 2 VFLW players on their team.
Wow.
They brought in a couple of hot shots from Seattle and Sacramento.
Yeah.
And we played 4 quarters. In the US, we usually just play 2 halves. And so the scoreboard showed we got slaughtered 60-1. But if you look at the scoring, by the time we hit the third quarter, we held them to 1 goal in the third and 1 goal in the fourth. So
wow. Okay.
71% of the women who played in that game, the first game ever for the Tigers, was their first game ever playing footy.
Wow.
So we only had only a quarter of the team was, or less than a quarter, or let's see, about a quarter of the team was experienced with at least one game under their belt. Whereas the rest of the team kind of just sat back the first half because they didn't know what to expect. They were just kind of watching. But once they got more comfortable, then we started getting some more ball movement and holding them. And we won the ground contests. We were more physical. We were getting stuff off the ground, but we were losing in the aerial game. And unfortunately that was just the way the game ended, but it was a really good learning experience. And once everybody got the jitters out, they've been hungry for more.
Isn't this marvelous? And we spoke about the metamorphosis that had happened to you individually when you were 16 and I guess playing contact sport. How have you taken that into your adult life, Sarah? How do you recognize that pre-16-year-old anymore?
I'm still in there sometimes. Just a shy person, but have overcome that because I've actually changed a lot since doing this team. I have been a shy person, but I force myself outside of my comfort zone to introduce myself to people and try and recruit for the team. And it takes a lot of guts to be able to walk up to a stranger in a grocery store and say, wow, you look really athletic. Have you ever played sports? Would you ever consider playing Australian football? And so that's how I do a lot of my recruiting, is just going up to strangers and asking them, but it takes a lot of inner strength and confidence to be able to do that and pull it off successfully. And so I would say even I'm still changing and growing as a person as a result of the sport. And it carries over into other parts of my life, like my career and my family and the things I do in my neighborhood and the way I interact with my friends. So
that's beautiful. Totally beautiful. Maybe we can describe you as a reclusive extrovert.
Yeah.
So, of course, with the COVID cloud and everything, but we'll forget about that for a moment. The future for the Tigers looks good.
Yeah, we're really excited that we have a regional tournament coming up in a couple weeks, and we're going down to Dallas, Texas, and we're bringing a full squad with rotation. Depending on what the format may be, what the other team is bringing, there's a chance we might be playing a 12s game versus a 16s. And if that's the case, we'll actually be able to put two teams into the tournament because we have that many people traveling with us. So the girls are dedicated. We don't have a lot of home games, but they're having so much fun playing the game. They enjoy the team atmosphere and the culture that we've built that they don't even think twice about buying an airline ticket just to play in a match. And I think that's a foreign concept for a lot of Australians because it's your sport at home. You have ovals in every neighborhood and you have teams and multiple teams within one club, and then you have the neighborhood next door has one. And so for us, we don't have that luxury, but to be able to get people to experience the love of the game that everybody in Australia knows to the point where they're purchasing airline tickets just to play in a game. I think it means a lot for the sport and how we're progressing it here.
Wonderful. And what positions do you tend to play yourself? What are you an expert at?
Let's see. This season I've been playing center, but my preferred position is roaming forward pocket, where I just go wherever I want on the field and don't have a defender following me.
Yeah, we all like that. Less attention, the better. That's beautiful.
Yeah.
That's beautiful. Very important position, center, and also too, a roving in the forward pocket. You can kick goals. So finally, I guess, Sarah, what would your message be? Because of course, this podcast can be shared around America and Australia, as it will be, but what would your message be to all the female listeners and readers of the magazine about female empowerment through sport?
I think that if girls are included in sport at a young age and they have the encouragement to continue it beyond the age of 18 or beyond schooling, that it will do immense things for them in life. It continues to give them the empowerment of strength and determination. It gives you physical fitness. It gives you an outlet, a way to do something outside of work or outside of family. It gives you a way to make friends or to travel and see things that you normally wouldn't have seen on your own. And it's just something that makes you, if it's something that makes you happy, there's no reason why you shouldn't keep doing it. So I know I have so many friends who have had children and they felt like that was the end of the road for them. Or I have so many friends who play college sports and they felt like that was the end of the road for them. And then they realized that, no, there are women who still play competitive sports outside of what those life-changing moments happen. And it brings them so much joy into their lives. So I would just encourage any woman who loves sports so much, but unfortunately stepped back because they felt that it wasn't their place to continue playing, is to reignite that spark and keep playing until your body can't do it anymore. Because that's my plan.
Well, I reached that point a few years ago, let me tell you that. But I guess football clubs and sporting clubs generally, but we're speaking about Australian rules football too, have a great way of reaching out to the community and involving and assisting those in need in the community too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wonderful.
We've done stuff with local school, with a local high school and junior high school. It's an all girls school focused on athletics, and we've built a relationship with them. We did a whole day session teaching girls about Australian football. And so our intent is to actually go into the school in the city and to play some games with the girls and get the footies in their hands and just show them something different that they've never experienced before.
Yeah, how wonderful. Well, Sarah Rona, thank you so much for being part of this Last Post podcast series and our series to Inspirational Australian Women, which we will be featuring again in this edition of the magazine. So you're, a special Australian just for this edition, maybe.
Am I an honorary Australian?
That's the word I was looking for. I'm searching for words. Thank you for being honorary Australian, Sarah.
Well, thank you so much. It's a real honor. So thank you very much.